This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
On this video, I want to unpack the ultimate guide to scaling a digital marketing agency to multiple seven figures and even eight figures and beyond. So if you're ready to take your digital marketing agency to the next level, you're going to want to watch this video. So when it comes to growing and scaling our agencies, typically we start our business with a focus on three things, right? We want to make more money, have more freedom, and have a bigger impact. More money to live our desired lifestyle, to have the nice car, have the nice house, have the money to do what we want to do. But we also want the freedom, right? The freedom to know we don't have to be the one to do it all. The freedom to take the travels, the freedom to spend the time with the family. And if you haven't figured out how to scale your agency, you're probably bottlenecked and or you're doing a lot of it yourself. And this is the area within your business that's suffering. And that's really what I want to unpack for you on today's video is really what things you have to put in place in order to grow and make more money while still having more freedom. Now, if you look at the seven-figure agency model and kind of the key things we talk about landing clients. Right? We have to have that process to land clients on a consistent basis, delivering results, how we systematize the way we deliver the results for our clients, and retain. We got to retain the clients long-term. And then ultimately, we have to scale, which is right, putting the systems, the procedure, and the team so we don't have to do it all ourselves. And so I want to walk you through this scale model and the key things you want to be thinking about specifically as it relates to that scale portion of the business growth, the agency growth process. So three things. In order to scale in a way that creates freedom, number one is we have to have our team, right? We cannot do it all ourselves. There's a great book called The E-Myth Revisited, which I'm sure most of you have read. I personally read it a number of times. But it really talks about the fact that if you're in a business doing the work, you don't have a business, you have a job. Right? And if you really want a business, you have to put a team in place, right? So number one is we have to develop a team. Number two, we've got to develop the systems and the procedures. So we got a team. What are they doing every day? How do we make sure that the stuff gets done well, right? One of our biggest fears that we usually have as we start to remove ourselves from different areas within the business is, hey, I've got this team, but the quality is going to start to drop, right? What it is that we do for the client is going to start to come down and we're going to wind up with churn or we're going to wind up disappointing our clients. We're going to wind up hurting our reputation. And so that's why it's really important that we have the right systems and procedures so that as we remove ourselves, that stuff continues to get done at a world-class level. And then number three is the operating system, right? We want to make sure we've got an operating system with how the business runs, how it operates daily, monthly, quarterly, and annually. And so I'm going to walk you through this and I really want you to put on your thought cap here, which is, apply this to your agency, regardless of where you're at today, whether you're six figures or multiple seven figures. What's the area that you can go deeper with? What's the area that you can improve in your agency right now? So when it comes to team, right, if you really want to scale, the first thing you need to do is map out your accountability chart, which is what are the different functions within the business and then who's responsible, who's accountable for those areas within the organization. And I did another video, which I highly recommend you check out if this is something you're working on, called the how to map your accountability chart, because this is where it starts. This is where you can start to see like what positions need to be filled next. What are the things you're still involved in that you shouldn't be involved in? And it really boils down to that accountability chart. Second of that is your hiring process, which is, all right, well, as we grow, as we scale, they're gonna need to hire new people. We're gonna have to replace people that move on. Unfortunately, that happens. And so you need to dial in a great hiring process, which is, we know we need the role. What's the description for that role? And then how do we attract the right talent and get them to say yes? So you want to set up that hiring process within your business. Otherwise, you're just going to be figuring it out as you go. And let's face it, if you don't have a dialed in hiring process, you're going to be picking maybe the wrong person, putting them in the wrong seat, having someone that only shows up short term or that doesn't really fit the culture or the outcomes that you're looking for within your organization. And then number three, when it comes to your team, is you have to have training and onboarding, which is, hey, as we get those new team members on board, that new account manager, that new pay-per-click director, that new SEO specialist, that new content creator, What does the onboarding look like? How do we make sure that they plug into the organization, they feel that they've chosen the right place to work, they feel excited about where they are, and they're in, right? We want to make sure we've got a great onboarding process, just like we do for clients, specifically for our team members. And then we've got to train, right? How do we make sure that they get trained up in their role so that they can understand what needs to be done so that they can do it at a world-class level? And so these are the key things we want to think about from your team's perspective. And I'd love for you, I've got a traffic light system up here. I'd love for you to think about where you sit on this. What's green, what's yellow, what's red? So, I mean, maybe you got your accountability chart and that's green, but hiring process, you kind of figure out as you go. You don't have psychological assessments. You don't test people in advance. This is an area for improvement, but you're not training people well. Like they come in, they sit next to you for a couple days, or they sit next to whoever they've worked with for a couple days, and we hope that they know what they're doing. We hope that they're capable. Maybe that's red. Maybe that's the big opportunity on the team side of the equation. So that's first and foremost, team. Second, we have to have our systems and procedures. And so ideally, we want to have playbooks for each of the different key areas within the company, right? Your playbooks are how we do SEO, how we do pay-per-click, how we do website development, how we order our content. You want a playbook that's got a video and a checklist that your team is following every time as these things get done. You want to have a project management system dialed in, whether it's ClickUp, which a lot of us use, Teamwork, Asana, Basecamp. There should be a great project management system in place that tracks all of the tasks, all the deadlines, all of the things that need to get done in order to meet expectations and to keep your projects moving forward. And you need to have a great project manager that understands how to keep those areas within the business on track. We struggled with this at Plumbing HVAC SEO in that we had a project management system. We had all these tasks, but me and my business partner, Dean, were the ones that were supposed to make sure the stuff got done. And typically the owner, the entrepreneur, is high quick start, low follow through. And what we found was we just get tons and tons of tasks that never got checked off. And so the project management system, while it was helpful, wasn't serving its true purpose, which was causing us not to keep our clients the way we could, not to, you know, be as efficient as an organization as we could. So getting that project management and project leader in place is super important. And then number three is financial controls, right? Because it's really easy to grow an agency to seven figures and multiple seven figures and have no profit, right? You have to make sure you've got nice tight profit controls in place where financials are mapped correctly inside QuickBooks or whatever accounting system you use. You can quickly see revenue, cost of goods sold, operating profit, net, making sure that it's in place. And so really making sure that you've thought about how you chart your chart of accounts and then committing to every month, every quarter, looking at those numbers, making the necessary cuts, making the necessary changes to ensure the profitability is where it needs to be. So you got to have those financial controls. And then from there, you need an operating system, which is how your business runs, how it keeps on track, how that team and those systems remain flowing on a consistent basis. And so the operating system we recommend that we use in Plumbing and HVAC SEO is EOS, the Entrepreneur Operating System. If you haven't read the book, I highly recommend you check out Traction by Gino Wickman. And EOS is really the framework around figuring out who that leadership team is, the key people within the company, the scorecards that you track on a consistent basis. I've got a video on how to implement EOS within your agency and highly recommend you check that out. From there, you've got what's called level 10 meetings, which is part of EOS, but it's the meeting rhythm within your business. And if you don't have a place where your leadership team comes together, where your departmental teams come together with a very specific agenda around, hey, what are our wins for the week? What are our scorecards? What were our to-dos? And IDS, identify, diagnose, and solve, or discuss and solve, your business is going to get bottlenecked, it's going to get stuck, or you're going to be constantly going in got-a-minute meetings. And so having EOS in the level 10 rhythm keeps the company moving on a very consistent frequency and keeps the problems that bubble up being solved and having a place to get them solved very, very consistently. And then you want to have quarterly annual planning, which is the beginning of each year, setting the goals, setting the rocks, getting everybody on the same page, and then quarterly, setting those new goals for the quarter, setting those new rocks for the quarter, looking back at the previous quarter, and having that meeting rhythm, and that's why I consider this an EOS, this operating system, having that meeting rhythm keeps the entire team and all those systems and procedures humming on a consistent basis. What I found is when you dial this in, you've got a great team with right people, right seat. You've got the right systems, procedures, playbooks, financial controls, and then you've got an operating system that makes sense. You can truly be in a constant state of growth and scale within your digital marketing agency. And so traffic light system yourself on this. Pause this video, kind of analyze where's the gap, what's the missing element? Because if you don't solve for this, eventually you'll hit a plateau. Eventually you'll hit a bottleneck and you'll be, instead of moving forward, you'll be going back and fixing the drop balls. You'll be going back and replacing the team that you hired wrong. You'll be going back and trying to figure out why things didn't get done correctly. So highly recommend implementing the agency growth model in your digital marketing agency to scale to the next level. And, you know, I've got a great workbook that walks you through this. If you go to sevenfigureagency.com/scale, there's a checklist with the key things you'd want to put in place and think through, from your accountability chart to your systems and procedures and everything in between. So access that at sevenfigureagency.com. If you have follow-up questions on this, let me know in the comments. And of course, if you got value, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and I can't wait to hear about how you're able to grow and scale your digital marketing agency to the next level.